Next Tuesday, 5 Democrats are running against each other, hoping to garner the most primary votes to be able to challenge Republican Don Young for Alaska's lone seat in the U.S. House. Eagle River resident Doug Urquidy is an electrician. He's lived in Alaska for 25 years. He wants money put into public infrastructure projects, and as an Army veteran, he says he would work to help vets get better access to health care. He also thinks improving law enforcement in rural Alaska should start by asking elders what's needed. He feels the federal government turns too much to the state.
But we're responsible for helping these Native people. And as a congressman, it is my responsibility to help each and every individual. So I believe it's important that we go to each one of these communities and we talk to them and find out what their needs are and get the funding so we can get local people working in law enforcement and helping out through these communities.
Sharon Cisna lives in Anchorage and has been a state representative for 14 years. She decided to run for Congress after feeling assaulted by TSA agents in Seattle, but she says her main concern is the well-being of every Alaskan. All of the Democrats running agree that the climate is changing, and Cisna says if she's elected, she'll help Alaska prepare for changes in the Arctic, like less sea ice and increased international traffic.
When we're not ready, so security actually is one of the really critical things, and security will never happen until we have strong communities. And that's a real critical thing in my mind, is that we have to be paying attention to the people that are right at the boundaries of all of these issues. Be there for them.
Fairbanks resident Deborah Chestnut is a lifelong Alaskan. As a registered nurse, she has traveled all across the state delivering health care to rural communities. She says villages need economic growth, and she believes one of the ways to do that is to support using federal dollars to help build the road to Nome.
And they're planning on running the roads from village to village, and that's going to stimulate the economy. It's going to create jobs by people needing to sell, you know, stores. And I think that's one of the ways to help Alaska in general and the remote villages in particular. And that would be a federal funding project.
Frank Vondesar has run numerous times for office and has lived in Alaska for 34 years. The Homer resident is an Air Force veteran. He is a lawyer and an engineer. He says he is pro-jobs, pro-choice, and anti-fascist. He is against the Paul Ryan Republican proposal to turn Medicare into a voucher system.
And pretty much everything else in the Ryan budget operates on what in the military we used to call the kiss-up, kick-down principle, where the poor pay the price and the rich get richer. And I would make the wealthiest pay a fair share of the infrastructure they're using to get wealthy. But the specific question is, no, I don't support vouchers for Medicare.
Matt Moore runs a medical consultation business in Anchorage and has lived in Alaska for 25 years. He has a degree in geology and believes Alaska can be a leader in Arctic exploration and responsible development. On the issue of Social Security and whether or not the eligibility age should be raised, he says, not now.
People that have made their plans to retire, they've made their contributions over the life of their career, they're counting on, I guess, rules that were in place, things that they expect to be still there when they retire. So if we start that, we would have to start that with the newest batch of people that come in and enter the workforce. The ones that are already in have paid in and expect those rules to remain unchanged should not be penalized for it.
All of the candidates support gun ownership rights. They all support federal money for public schools and feel that individuals should pay the cost if they choose private or charter school education. And when it comes to opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Anchorage journalist Michael Carey got answers from them all, starting with Sharon Cisna.
Are you for or against opening ANWR?
I'm against.
Mr. Moore?
For it.
Mr. Keady?
For it, horizontal drilling.
Okay, Mr. Vondesar.
For it.
And Ms. Chestnut.
We already have the National Petroleum Reserve. No, I'm not for an opening ANWR.
Next Tuesday is the primary. You can hear much more from all of the candidates this evening on Debate for the State, offered statewide. Check your local public broadcasting station for the schedule.